Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
House Republican Darren Bailey walked into this courtroom Monday morning with high hopes and walked out a hometown hero. The small-town farmer took on the executive power of Governor Pritzker's stay-at-home order and won.
Representative Darren Bailey's decision to take to the courts to try and dismantle public health directives designed to keep people safe is an insult to all Illinoisans who have been lost during this COVID-19 crisis. And it's a danger to millions of people who may get ill because of his recklessness. At best, no one is better off because of this ruling. And at worst, people's health and safety will suffer tremendously.
You heard it there. The governor not happy with the ruling. Downstate Representative Darren Bailey just received from the judge saying, yep, you're right. The stay-at-home order violates your rights longer than 30 days, and you're free to disobey. He's the only guy in the state that I'm aware of who's able to do that. I know you were on with John Williams earlier, Representative Bailey, but thanks for calling in here, too. We had reached out to you as well because you are the news today. You're making all sorts of news, and I know you've been on all over the place. Are you getting national attention, too, for this, taking the stance?
No national attention yet that I'm aware of. This all pertains to the state of Illinois, so nothing going on other than that. I'm wanting to get the message out to the people to clear up the understanding of the gross confusion that the governor has offered.
So what does this stem for? Explain the position. Is it because of you're hurting personally, or were you trying to stand up for others? I know the lawsuit was about you, and it only applies to you, but is what's given, kind of let us know what the whole sense of going about doing this is about.
So the lawyer I discussed this with, he felt that it would be expedited to have it personally. And so that's why we chose to do that. And that's exactly, turned out to be what happened. Essentially, as the governor is suggesting that this is going to create, health concerns for everyone, that is absolutely not the case. Because what the governor is doing is, holding up the Constitution and the laws of the state of Illinois. And that's what I'm challenging, the constitutionality that, as said in law, that the Illinois Department of Public Health takes this on, again, as said in this document of a pandemic influenza preparedness and response plan, that basically, through legislative action, relegates this very concern, any pandemic, to the local county health department, which would obviously, regionalize many of these orders and many of these concerns, that in some places where there is less of a concern, or the public health department deemed it necessary, that they could make adjustments, to the economy and to the orders.
So were you okay with the 30-day order to stay at home? And then once it went beyond that, you weren't okay? But just explain that position.
That is correct. So there is the Emergency Management Agency Act was passed in the late 70s. And at that point in time, the whole purpose of this act was to limit any governor to no more than 30 days. So the 30 days came and went. I was kind of questioning, trying to find out on my own, and wasn't having any luck. And then eventually just began to stumble on some things that I found helpful. And this act was one of them. And reached out to a lawyer after a while. Then I ran across last week, just early last week, as we reached out to a lawyer and had several other legal advice from the Chicagoland area. That's when this Illinois Department of Public Health brochure of 120 pages that was revised by our governor on March 2nd, that's when we discovered this. And we discovered that that's been, as a legislator, that's my goal, is that the governor gets back to work trying to fix our economy, helping the men and women of this state who are out of a job get their unemployment benefits, which many are still struggling with. We've got issues across the board, DCFS. I mean, I could go on and on and on. And instead, we see this guy parade and grandstand each and every day and dictating the orders across the whole state, which he has no authority to do. Illinois law states that the Department of Public Health is responsible for this.
you heard how strongly he came out, the governor did, against what you did. He, you know, he said that it's an insult to all people in Illinois who've been lost during the crisis. He said you live in one of the counties that has the highest death rates in the state per capita, that is. How do you respond to that, what his feelings are?
Well, that's, I mean, I don't mean to mince words lightly, but, I mean, it's obviously, words of fear from a failed leader who, and I think he realizes that this power is slipping away from his hands because I think he knows what the Constitution says. So my home county only has two cases, but there is a county, it's Newton County, or Jasper County, and they have, over the last few days, they've had a little over 40 cases. Most of those cases and deaths have come from a single incident at one of the health care centers. So interestingly enough, you know, the governor, for some unfortunate reason, failed to kind of go back and get the facts, as he does frequently, and that is that 9 days prior to the first infection at this nursing home, unfortunately, an EMT worker, you know, brought this in. And then interestingly enough, that EMT worker had, they were able to trace back, and about a week earlier was in contact with another EMT at one of the hospitals. And, you know, you just take a scenario. He wants to use this scenario, but just, let's just lay that scenario out. And then we quickly discover nothing regarding his state orders really pertain to that case.
Yeah, you're right. The Jasper County situation, I will say that he's citing 36 of the 42 reported cases are in that one nursing home, two of the three deaths. So it does seem to be in that one center. I just think the whole issue is, you know where this goes and where the governor is trying desperately to not let it go. And he's fighting it in court. He's appealing that this at this very moment. He doesn't want this to lead to everybody starting to file these types of lawsuits. And then the order is kind of it loses its teeth.
Well, not really, because his order right now has no teeth. That's the purpose of this lawsuit. It has none. Everybody is operating under, he's got everybody convinced of fear and panic. And whereas the local health departments, they have the authority in this. So nothing really changes. They can get their directives and advice from the State Department if they are overwhelmed. This, I just encourage people to go to the Illinois Department of Public Health, look up the Pandemic Influenza Preparedness and Response Plan. And then I'm going to give you just two simple pages, pages 67 and 71. Go to those two pages and look at that and check that out and read for yourself what this says. I mean, and then we've got, from JCAR, the administrative code. I mean, it just goes on and on and on about how this exact situation that we're living in right now has been addressed by the General Assembly. There's a plan that's been put out. It's law. JCAR even finalized with that, and I got all this that anybody would want me to email it to him, how this all lays out, and the authority that all this rests under the Illinois Department of Public Health and the county level.
Now, you're a farmer and a state rep. Both of those are essential. So this doesn't really truly change your life, does it? I mean, you're allowed to come and go as a farmer, and I mean, I don't know. Are you going to go to new stores? Is it going to change your behavior in any way, or is this largely a principle kind of thing?
It won't change anything, and this was, this was on behalf of the people of the state of Illinois, and like I said, for the reasons that my, lawyer gave me for the expediency of this, since the new order was going into effect May 1st, he felt that it was legitimate and that, this lawsuit only had one name on it to get through the courts quicker.
All right. Well, that explains your position, and we certainly appreciate you calling into WGN, Representative Bailey, and we'll see what happens as this moves through the, I guess, appeals process, right? We've got the governor is on it.
Filed an appeal this morning.
All right. We'll see what happens. Thank you, Representative Bailey. Thanks for sharing
your
thoughts.
Thank you. Have a great day.